Hey, that's right. It is the good stuff. And boy, are we ever ready to dig right in. So many things, so little time.
Season's greetings from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota. Enjoy the warmth of Christmas, the promise of a new year, and the enduring heritage of the West. From the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame.
And discover the pulse of agriculture, from grains to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations. Equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment updates and upcoming ag events. Tri-State Livestock News. It's published every Saturday. Visit online tsln.com and get your subscription coming yet this week.
Well, since we're counting down to Christmas in here, a little over a week away, what do you have that's kind of Christmas-related?
I have Chrismica.
That's interesting.
Well, I'm not sure who wrote this, but let's throw it out there. Continuing the current trend of large-scale mergers and acquisitions, it was announced today at a press conference that Christmas and Hanukkah will merge. An industry source said that the deal had been in the works about 1,300 years. While details were not available at press time, it is believed that the overhead cost of having 12 days of Christmas and 8 days of Hanukkah was becoming prohibitive for both sides. By combining forces, we're told, the world will be able to enjoy consistently high-quality service during the 15 days of Chrismica, as the new holiday is being called. Massive layoffs are expected, with Lord's Leaping and Maids of Milken being the hardest hit. As part of the conditions of the agreement, the letters on the dreidel, currently in Hebrew, will be replaced by Latin, thus becoming unintelligible to a wider audience. Also, instead of translating to "a great miracle happened there," the message on the dreidel will be the more generic "miraculous stuff happens." In exchange, it is believed that Jews will be allowed to use Santa Claus and his vast merchandising resources for buying and delivering their gifts. One of the sticking points holding up the agreement for at least 300 years was the question of whether Jewish children could leave milk and cookies for Santa even after having eaten meat for dinner. A breakthrough came last year when Oreos were finally declared to be kosher. All sides appeared happy about this. Fortunately for all concerned, he said, Kwanzaa will help to maintain the competitive balance. He then closed the press conference by leading all present in a rousing rendition of Oy Vey, All Ye Faithful.
All right. A little bit of Christmas humor for you there. I've got something a little more, well, I don't know if it's serious or not, but remember we started talking about Christmas songs and some of the background. So when you hear them next time on your local radio, then make sure that you think about this, all right? White Christmas, famously sung by Bing Crosby, holds the record as the best-selling single of all time, all genres, all artists, everything. Over 50 million copies sold. How would you like to have... What would a penny be? Oh, we just said the other day, pennies aren't worth anything anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
A nickel for every time that sold. Anyway, the song was written by Irving Berlin, a composer who could not read or write music, but created melodies by ear. His heartfelt lyrics paint a nostalgic picture of a snowy holiday that has resonated with listeners for generations, reminding us all the magic of Christmas's past. That's White Christmas. Irving Berlin, the composer, Bing Crosby, and of course a lot of other people that have done that along the years as well. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check out things at visitvalentine.com. The Bull Bash, it's the 25th annual event. Got some cool things planned for that. Go to bullbash.net. February 14th. And of course, that's Valentine's Day, and it's Valentine, Nebraska. So there'll be all kinds of things going on. Maybe we could get a chocolate contest or something.
There we go. That's intriguing.
For information, go to visitvalentine.com.
And the holiday season is a special time for connection and cheer. Lynn and Rick Shippey of Shippey Realty and Auction hope you and your loved ones enjoy the gifts of love, peace, and happiness this Christmas. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from Lynn, Rick, and the staff.
One other thing before we leave today, may the warm winds of heaven blow softly on your house, and may the Great Spirit bless all who enter there. That's a old Native American blessing by way of Jerry Dabrowski, who had sent that in to the Good Stuff program a while back. So just something to leave you with today here. As you keep on listening to this local radio station, we're proud to have them on board.
And let's, I just wanted to mention 10 days till Christmas. There's still plenty of time to shop locally with no shipping involved.
That's true.
That's true.
And that's the good stuff.